Amber Byerly and Rachel Robertson are playing with their dogs on the back patio of their Boise home.
Charlie's the corgi. We've got the Labradoodle Boozer. And Georgia, making her own introductions, is the Basset Hound.
Add in Herman, the big orange cat, Amber continues, and that's their family. So far. They plan to have kids, and have since they got together more than 3 years ago.
And that was part of the deal from the start, so we both wanted a family, and we set out to find somebody who wanted the same thing.
Though they're not entirely on the same page about the number of kids. Amber says 2.
Rachel might want more.
9, 10.
No.
Ideally, they'd like to get married before they have kids. They're challenging the state of Idaho, along with 3 other lesbian couples, to get that right. Amber and Rachel have been the de facto spokespeople since the lawsuit was filed last November. They've done the interviews and had their pictures in the paper. Rachel is not all that comfortable in the spotlight, but sitting in their living room, she says the public reaction has been almost entirely positive.
People asking if they can help, or people wanting updates. People will wave at us or, you know, drive by and honk and give a thumbs up.
So far, being involved in this case has been a great experience, Amber says, but it's not always easy.
I don't know if I'm a mouthpiece of every gay and lesbian couple in Idaho, but we certainly, we're aware that we can be perceived that way, especially to people that don't know anyone else who's gay. That awareness, at times, I think it's okay to say that that can be a little exhausting.
Amber and Rachel and the 3 other couples are challenging an amendment to Idaho's constitution voters passed in 2006. It restricts marriage to one man and one woman. Idaho's governor and attorney general have vowed to defend it in court. Initially, the other couples let Amber and Rachel do the talking for them. That includes Lori and Shireen Watson. Lori says she and Shireen were afraid to be public figures.
We did have some moments wondering if we would be subject to violence or just ugliness, but we have not had even an ounce of that. It's been exactly the opposite. It's just been astounding.
That positive feedback has made the Watsons more comfortable. This is the first time they've spoken publicly about the case. Lori and Shireen have a son who's almost a year old. You can hear him from time to time as he sits on his mom's laps. They've been together for 5 years, and in 2011, got married in New York's Central Park. More than a third of states recognize the Watsons' marriage, but not their home state.
We have our marriage license from New York, but it doesn't hold any weight here in Idaho.
There are a lot of reasons the Watsons joined this lawsuit. Perhaps most importantly, Shireen says, they want the legal protections that come with marriage.
We're not asking for anything special. We're just asking for basic rights that the majority of people can have if they choose to get married. And people don't realize how many rights come with marriage.
Here's one example. Shireen is their son's biological mother, and Lori's petition to adopt him was turned down by the state. That means Lori can't take him to the doctor without a special document.
A medical power of attorney, so it's just limited to medical consents. That's only valid for 6 months at a time.
Twice a year, they have to fill out new paperwork, have it notarized, and Lori has to keep it on hand all the time in case of emergencies. Lori was there when the baby was born. She takes care of him and sees herself as his mother. But the state of Idaho does not.
There are some people who wouldn't consider us a family, and we are. You know, we're committed to each other. We're not different. I mean, you look around in our home, you see our kids' toys on the floor, pictures of our family up on the walls.
Besides the fact that we're 2 women, we're pretty traditional family.
Shireen says they decided to join the suit because they think they do a good job representing Idaho's gay couples. When she and Lori talked about suing, they were afraid, but they were also excited. They see it as a chance to be part of history. For KBSX News, I'm Adam Cotterell.